They slammed the door, of course, and Two-Bit came running into the kitchen. He caught me by the upper arms and swung me around, ignoring the fact that I had two uncooked eggs in my hand. "Hey, Pony Boy," he cried gleefully. "Long time no see." You would have thought it had been 5 years instead of 5 days since I'd seen him last, but I didn't mind. I like old Two-Bit. He's a good buddy to have. He spun me into Steve, who gave me a playful slap on my bruised back and shoved me across the room. One of the eggs went flying. It landed on the clock, and I tightened my grip on the other one so that it crushed and ran all over my hand. "Now look what you did," I griped. "There went our breakfast. Can't you two wait till I set the eggs down before you go shoving me all over the country?" I really was a little mad, because I had just realized how long it had been since I'd eaten anything. The last thing I'd eaten was a hot fudge sundae at the Dairy Queen in Windricksville, and I was hungry. Two-Bit was walking in a slow circle around me, and I sighed because I knew what was coming.
"Man, Dig Baldy here."
He was staring at my head as he circled me.
"I wouldn't have believed it. I thought all the wild Indians in Oklahoma had been tamed. What little squaws got that tough-looking mop of yours, Pony Boy?"
"Oh, lay off," I said. I wasn't feeling too good in the first place, kind of like I was coming down with something. Two-Bit winked at Steve, and Steve said,
"Why, he had to get a haircut to get his picture in the paper. They'd never believe a little greasy-looking mug could be a hero. How do you like being a hero, Big Shot?"
"How do I like what?"
"Being a hero, you know."
He shoved the morning paper at me impatiently.
"Like a Big Shot, even."
I stared at the newspaper. On the front page of the second section was the headline, "Juvenile Delinquents Turn Heroes."
"What I like is the turn bit,"
Two-Bit said, cleaning the egg up off the floor.
"Y'all were heroes from the beginning. You just didn't turn all of a sudden."
I hardly heard him. I was reading the paper. That whole page was covered with stories about us. The fight, the murder, the church burning, the socias being drunk, everything. My picture was there with Darry and Soda Pop. The article told how Johnny and I had risked our lives saving those little kids. And there was a comment from one of the parents who said that they would all have burned to death if it hadn't been for us. It told the whole story of our fight with the socias, only they didn't say socias because most grown-ups don't know about the battles that go on between us. They had interviewed Cherry Valance, and she said Bob had been drunk and that the boys had been looking for a fight when they took her home. Bob had told her he'd fix us for picking up his girl. His buddy Randy Adderson, who had helped jump us, also said it was their fault and that we'd only fought back in self-defense. But they were charging Johnny with manslaughter. Then I discovered that I was supposed to appear at juvenile court for running away, and Johnny was too if he recovered. Not if, I thought again. Why do they keep saying if? For once, there weren't any charges against Dally, and I knew he'd be mad because the paper made him out a hero for saving Johnny and didn't say much about his police record, which he was kind of proud of. He'd kill those reporters if he got a hold of them.